It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Do you see that thing that I brought through the door here? You know what it is? What's it look like? Well, it's a model of a bed. Have you ever looked very carefully at your own bed? You know, the bed that you sleep in. Well, I bet it doesn't have things like this along the side. See these little things right here? Those are little things that stick out from this bed. This is the model of an old-fashioned bed. Yeah, I have to get some rope so I can show you the whole thing. Some rope and some scissors. This is the drawer over here. There. I think I'll just sit on the floor to show you how this is done. Many years ago, people didn't have box springs and mattresses to put on the frames of their beds. They had to make them out of rope. Now, let's see here. This will take a while to do, but I thought you'd be interested in it. I just thought about it yesterday when I went home, and I thought, what can I show my friend tomorrow that'll really interest them? Now, you see, what they did was to make a knot here with the rope right up here, and then they strung the rope down like this, and then around those pegs that I was showing you. Here, see, like that? And then back up this way, around the pegs here. Over. And back. And then they put them over on the side and started this way to weave them through. See? An over-under kind of thing. They probably could do it very quickly because they were used to it. But I want to do it right, so I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you. And everything I do, I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. There. See how that is? And just cut off the rope at the end where that you don't need it. And that's the way they made a kind of a spring. And then what they did after that was to get a great big bag of some kind, you know, maybe a material bag, and fill it with straw and make a mattress out of that. And then, well, it would be, pretend that this is straw in here, and then they just put the mattress right on top of that, and then they could sleep on it. Let me get a little somebody to put on here. And she could take her time to go to sleep. It's quite different from the way we make beds and mattresses now. Yeah. Did I ever show you that film about how mattresses are made in factories today? Let me see if I can. Yeah, here it is. I'd like you to see that there are a lot of machinery in this factory, but you'll notice that there are different people around to make that machinery work. The machines don't work without people. No, sir. It takes people to make things. Yeah. So, let's see how mattresses are made in a factory. That's certainly a lot different from making it with ropes, isn't it? Do you see all the people who work in that factory? Yeah, those machines can't do it themselves. Oh, here's a film I'd like you to see. It's very short. Betty Aberlin making a bed very quickly. Want to see it? It's funny. Funny, fast film. Thank you. Thank you, picture, picture. Is that funny? Oh, that's just kind of pretend. I mean, you can do that on film, but you can't do it yourself. No. Well, we've been pretending the last few days about the neighborhood of make-believe that Lady Eberlin has been asking people to give to the KFQSSRFFTPA. You know, the King Friday, Queen Sarah Saturday, Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts. Do you know what performing arts means? What those words mean? Well, it's like singing a song, or making up a story, or playing the piano, or acting. It's doing something that you think other people might like to look at or listen to. A magician performs an art. Yeah, he performs the art of magic. Performing arts. Okay, let's get the trolley. Okay, trolley, we would like to pretend that Lady Eberlin is going to the museum go-round, and she's going to talk with Lady Elaine Fairchild about giving to the Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts. Okay, you ready for some make-believe? Neighborhood of make-believe.
Just a moment, trolley.
All right, I'm coming. You don't have to ring it all day. I'm here. What's going on out here?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lady Elaine. I wasn't dinging for you.
Well, who else do you think would come when you ring my bell?
I was just playing a game with a trolley.
Oh, troll. How are you? Toot, toot. Toot, toot to you. Toot, 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 toot. Get on with you. Yeah, go on your track. Oh, troll there. Well, what's on your mind besides dinging with a trolley?
We are soliciting contributions for the King Friday, Queen Sarah Saturday Royal Foundation for the Performing Arts, better known as KFQSSRFFTPA.
KFQSSRFFTPA. What are you talking about?
Well, we're soliciting contributions.
Contributions? What kind of contributions?
Anything you want to give, if you want to give anything at all.
Well, what's it all for?
Well, it's to help artists who come to perform in the neighborhood of make-believe so that they'll have something to eat and a place to sleep. And that's what we need, a bed.
A bed?
Yes, we can have a special guest room at the castle, and that's where the visiting artists can stay.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Do you happen to have a spare bed, Lady Elaine?
I might. And then again, I might not. What is King Friday giving?
Oh, well, I don't know. That is, I can't say.
Probably nothing. This whole thing's probably just cooked up so he won't have to spend all of his royal money and we'll fill up his castle with good things.
Why, Lady Elaine.
He's pretty cagey, that old king. Get us to give all the things and then he gets to go to all the performances.
I don't think that's fair, Lady Elaine.
I don't think it's fair for us to have to give everything while he gives nothing. I'm sorry, Eberlin, but until I know what Friday is giving, I'm not giving anything.
Have it your own way, Lady Elaine. Just remember that you don't have to give anything unless you really want to.
Well, I don't know whether I want to until I know what old Friday is up to.
Okay, Lady Lane. In any case, I've got to get back to the castle.
Okay, toot toot,
toot
sweetie.
Toot toot, Lady Lane.
Say hello to the old skinflint for me.
Uncle Friday? Are you home?
Lady Evelyn, making a ruckus, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Tell me, what have you come up with?
Everyone is giving things, except for Lady Elaine. She wants to know what you're giving before she offers anything.
Well, that's her privilege, my dear. But she doesn't have to give anything unless she really wants to.
Well, I told her that, Uncle Friday, but she thinks it's a trick.
A trick? What
yes.
do you mean by that?
Well, she thinks that you want everybody in the neighborhood of make-believe to give something, but then you aren't going to give anything yourself.
Oh, no, that's preposterous. Just showing the way Lady Elaine is thinking right now.
I told her I didn't think it was fair. I mean, she doesn't really know, does she?
No, of course not. I wonder what Lady Fairchild is doing right now.
You mean you're giving King Friday your second favorite toy?
Well, I'm not giving it to the king. It's for the KFQSSRFFTPA.
Well, it's the same thing as giving it to King Friday.
No, it isn't, Lady Elaine. It's for the children of the artists who come here to perform.
You didn't ask what Friday was giving, did you?
Well, it didn't matter to me. I just thought about all those children.
Oh, you're hopeless, Daniel. You're just another sucker for another one of Friday's games.
Well, it may seem that way to you, but I feel pretty good about it myself.
There must be somebody in this neighborhood who's got his wits about him. I think I'll go try Corny. Goodbye.
It's very confusing when people want you to think different things. But I really will give my toy for the children.
This is just the right speed. Just exactly what I want for my project. Boy, it's all going so well.
Corny, Corny.
Oh, Lady Lane, where are you?
I'm down here.
Oh, well, come on up.
Oh, what's going on down there? I mean, it looks like you got a big project or something.
I sure do. It's a big job for the foundation.
Oh, I know the one you mean, that KF thing. What are you giving to it?
Well, I'm making a table and four chairs. Four chairs.
More stuff for King Friday.
Well, it's not for King Friday. It's for the visiting artists.
Yeah, I know, Corny. I know.
Are you making a contribution, Lady Lane?
I've thought about it. Not unless King Friday makes a contribution will I make one. Until I know what he's giving, he's not getting anything out of me.
Well, I guess that's your privilege, Lady Elaine. As for me, I've got a lot of work to do down in my factory, so I'll be seeing you.
Hi, Corny.
Oh, hello, Lady Aberlin. How are you?
Just fine.
Sorry I can't stay to chat, my friend, but I've got important work to do down here.
I understand.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Corny.
How are you doing, Lady Elaine?
Not so hot. Your uncle, I think his name is King Friday the 13th.
That's right.
He has this whole neighborhood bamboozled. Everybody except one fine person, Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Uh-huh.
But I have a plan.
You do?
I just think that I have a plan to show that old Friday something or other.
May I ask what the plan is?
You may ask.
Lady Elaine, what's the plan?
I will not tell. And you never mind, because you may see tomorrow. Toot toot.
Toot toot, Lady Elaine.
Lady Elaine's having a pretty tough time, isn't she? She isn't sure that the king's going to give anything to help the magician. She just thinks maybe the king's trying to get everybody else to give things. I wonder if she feels that maybe they're going to ask her to give too much. I wonder. Well, I'd like you to see something that somebody gave me one time. It's way in this closet. I might have to go the whole way in to find it. Yeah, here it is. You know what that is? It's called a hammock. Yeah. Some people use them to lie in. Looks a little like a cradle, doesn't it? Let's take it out in the porch. I'll put it up and show you how it works. Or you can put it between two trees. Or you can put it on hooks, on posts like this. See? Nice. I think I'll get in it. See, it is kind of like a bed. Reminds me of a baby's cradle. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy, it's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler, it can wet and it can coo, but there's one thing it can never, it can never be like you. You were there before. Oh, Mr. McFeely. How are you, Mr. McFeely?
I'm fine, thank you.
See what I have?
Well, a hammock. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. Yeah.
That's not my delivery,
is it?
Oh,
no, I'm just making a delivery today.
Oh, I see. Would you like to try my hammock?
I certainly would. Would you mind holding this for me?
Not at all.
Here we go. Just
make yourself comfortable, Mr. McFeely.
All righty, just right in here. Swing back and forth. Mm. Oh, could you hold this for me?
Of course.
I'll put it right there. All righty. One leg up. There we go. And another leg. I like hammocks.
Do you? Oh. You ever used them before?
When I was a little boy, we used to take them on camping trips. We used to be 10 were in a boat, just rocking back and forth. I'll show you. See if I can get it rocking here.
I'll help you.
There we go. Right on the water, just rocking back and forth.
Swinging in your hammock.
Oh, this is very relaxing.
Good for you to relax once in a while, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I think I better get on my way now, Mr. Rogers. That's enough relaxing time.
Not well, very long, I'll tell you.
Just a little minute there. One leg down. Easy does it.
Okay.
Just one little rock. One, two. There we go. Alrighty, my hat.
Your delivery?
My delivery. And a speedy delivery to you. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
Good day, good day to you, Mr. McFeely.
Thank you for showing me that.
That rope reminds me of that bed we made when I first came today. Oh, gee, I must be off now. But we'll have more time together tomorrow, you and I. I've liked being with you today, as usual, and I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me. I guess you know how. By just your being you. People have said to me, why do you say that? You know, you can't see people at home through their television sets. Well, I say that because you're a human being. And I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.